Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, your Beat the Bank Extreme password is about to hit you in about 10 minutes. But first, we're going to do some petty. By the way, today it's brought to you by Legacy Box. So if you find some embarrassing pictures of Grandma and Grandpa and they don't want those to exist, just go ahead and send them over to Legacy Box and you can be petty yourself.
Well, I'll tell you, Legacy Box is what I'm getting more and more comments about, especially because we are approaching the holidays.
Yeah.
People looking for unique gift ideas. One of our listeners, Amy, actually posted on her Instagram showing her going through her old, her grandmother's old photos on what would have been her 97th birthday. And she was working with family members, getting those memories digitized so they're easy to share with everybody in the family.
Yeah, I get it.
Really, that you could do it. All those old pictures that are starting to yellow with age, all those old reel-to-reel tapes from way back in the day, the VHS tapes, that even, you know, the DVDs, believe it or not, you think that's modern technology?
Yeah.
That's going to be going by the wayside soon enough, too. But right now, you could get those things transferred to the DVD, which is going to be around for a while, the thumb drive, even digital download. That's what I love, was being able to email it to family and friends and share instant gratification with that. Legacy Box, in just a couple weeks, you ship off your originals with these barcodes on them. You get your originals back, plus the new form, so you can watch it and share it with family. It's a great Christmas gift, great Hanukkah gift, great whatever you're celebrating gift coming up soon. If you want to get started preserving your past, go to legacybox.com/kid, and you'll get 40% off your first order. Save your time. Save your memories. Go to legacybox.com/KIDD to save 40%.
Boom.
Give me a P. Give me a E.
Yeah.
Give me a T.
T.
Why? I'm petty all the time.
We've all been there. We've all been petty from time to time. That's why you want to call us and let us know about the ways you've been petty so that we can get some extra ideas for next next time somebody gets all mad at us. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-PEAK-IT.
From the text, Riley wrote us and said, my mom took away my Xbox, so I deleted all the Dateline she had saved on TV before I left for my weekend tournament. I love watching Dateline, too, but I was willing to take the hit. Hashtag Petty Monday.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You're probably glad you were gone for the weekend, because if I know moms, there's nothing they love more than to sit down on a Friday night and watch that Dateline.
Yeah.
They've turned them into podcasts now.
Yeah.
You can just listen to the episode without all the commercials.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then I need the pictures.
Well, sometimes, you know, it's interesting. You can kind of, it's like radio.
Yeah.
You have to picture it, you know, with their
picture
minds.
Yourself.
Yes.
Also from the text, my 8-year-old son wanted a donut before school because he had nothing for breakfast, quote unquote, here at home. When I told him no, and that we didn't have time to take them there before school, and that he could eat at school, he gave me a huge guilt trip and was being a punk about getting breakfast, even though he could have eaten at school. So after I dropped him off, I went and got myself donuts. Hashtag Petty Monday. That's right. Yeah, you probably didn't want donuts, but just because he made you mad, you went ahead and got it for yourself.
Put it on your mind.
Beatrice.
Good morning. Love y'all. Mean it.
I love you. Mean it, too. How you doing this morning?
Oh, great.
All right. So who were you petty towards?
The husband.
Oh, good.
What happened?
I like these.
So the husband and I were fighting on Sunday, you know, football Sunday yesterday.
Yeah.
So we don't have a laundry room, per se. We have kind of a washer and dryer behind some French doors, close to where he watches football in the living room.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And normally when he's not upset, he'll be like, hey, could you close those doors because they make a lot of noise, you know, and he can't hear what he's watching. So yesterday I made it a point to leave them both open while he was watching football. And he would get up occasionally to get something to drink and close them. And of course I would pretend like I forgot to put something, eat them and leave them wide open. So they kept going on for, that went on for what, 6 hours?
Wow.
A lot of laundry to do.
Well done, Beatrice.
You got him.
Yeah,
you got him.
You got him. And don't think he didn't notice that you were being petty. I think he noticed. He didn't want to lose that fight.
Because
we know we were going to lose. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling. Danielle, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing awesome. I hear you have some petty going on Snapchat.
Oh, yes. So I was talking to this guy, and we got the yellow heart, meaning that we talked to each other the most on there. And then he turned out to be a jerk, like most guys do. And so I wanted the yellow heart to go away. So I got one of my really good friends on Snapchat to, like, message me, and I would message her. We would just send each other, like, emojis, just, like, go through the list of emojis and blow up each other's phone just to get rid of the yellow heart on Snapchat.
Aw, so now she's your yellow heart.
Yes. I needed him to know that he was not important to me.
Yeah, you did. Man.
That's a lot of effort to make somebody know they're not important.
A lot of work.
But hey, that's why it's petty, right? Petty takes effort, people.
That's right.
I just re-downloaded the Snapchat. So I got off of it because I was in a monogamous relationship with Instagram, still am, but that spider app, I need to use it on my kids.
So you got your glasses that Bossman George got us?
Yeah, I still got them in my closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, those took off, didn't they?
Right.
Napua?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. You were petty towards your husband.
Yes. So my husband doesn't like to eat dinner like a normal person at a normal time. So it was 10 o'clock at night, and he asked me to make him a ham and egg sandwich. So I begrudgingly came downstairs and made him the ham and egg sandwich, but I purposely used everything he didn't like and burnt all of his stuff, like his eggs and his ham. And I used the butt of the bread, and I gave it to him, and he knew I was being petty, but he ate it anyway. He knew he was going to get in trouble if he did it.
Yep.
Why go to the trouble of making it?
Again.
You're going to burn it.
I'm telling you, petty takes effort.
Yes.
You gotta put on
Don't ask for an explanation. Yeah.
You're right. I stand corrected.
My wife does the same thing to push. She puts I know she's being petty when she puts that Dijon mustard in there.
I hate that.
And she knows I hate Dijon mustard. I want that fancy mustard. Hi, Becky.
Hi. So my petty is against my husband. And a few years ago, he would not fix my lawn mower. So I was like, my grass is too tall. So I went out and I fixed it myself, and I mowed my grass, and I took it back to the shed, and I unfixed it because I don't want him to know that I can fix things because my mom list is so long. So I was like, you're not going to know that I can fix things. And I don't know if he even figured out that I mowed it because he was just like, huh. And so I don't know. I felt better because my grass was mowed, but I don't know. I just find it funny.
Becky, you should have told him some hot guy came over and did it for you.
Yeah, rent a husband.
Yeah. I was mowing. I thought that too, but I thought, man, I don't know anyone that would even do that. I guess I could have been like, well, my dad came. Hope you feel better.
No, just go with this. A random hot guy stopped by and did it for me, and he'll mow that grass every single week from here on out.
Went and unfixed it.
That's funny. Speaking of husbands, from the text, my husband loves clean carpet lines, so when we're arguing, I make them all crazy.
Wow.
Like I said, it takes work.
It makes you feel better.
It takes work.
You know, it's just that little thing. It's like, show you.
All right, let's take one more here from Jay. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how's it going?
Going great. You were pretty petty with coworkers, but you have a good reason to do so.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
What happened?
So, you know, my birthday was last week, and, you know, I mentioned to the coworkers about going out and hanging out. So they were all on board with it, and they said, yeah, just let us know. So I shot them all a group message on Saturday, and everyone read it, and no one replied. They all ghosted me.
Aww.
So, with that being said, we have a taco lady that comes by the office Monday, so I walked outside because that's my connect, and I got tacos for myself, and I told her nobody else wanted anything, so she left.
There you go,
that's
brother.
That's right, Jay. You tell them.
You show them,
you
man.
Get your tacos and tell her to go. Man. Nobody showed up to Jay's birthday.
Sad.
I know. Maybe next year, though.
Maybe next year.
And one, hold on. Justin says one quick one here from Katie wants to talk to us.
All right.
Katie, Justin says we need to talk to you. What happened?
Okay, so I been seeing this guy for a while, and I have a child by him, but I was, like, 6 months pregnant, and I found out he was cheating on me, so I put nails in his tires. Well, he called the cops on me, and my cops ran the vehicle, and they were like, well, who's the legal owner? It's me. And they were like, dude, she can't vandalize her own car. And so he was very upset about that. To say the least.
That's very true. I guess you can't.
Wow. So had you bought him a car?
You bought him a car and he cheated.
Yeah, I purchased a car under my name for him.
Oh, did you get it back?
Yeah, I had to repossess it. It's like a whole big thing through Texas. It's a mess.
That's a thing.
Wow.
You put them nails in the tire.
Y'all are exes. Are you together now?
Oh, no. He didn't even pay child support.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm starting to think he did deserve those nails in the car that you can't vandalize. All right, Katie, you have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling in. Kid Nation will get your petty next Monday. Appreciate all the calls and text messages that you sent us. But right now, I got a password for you that you need to use here in about 10 minutes to play Beat the Bank Extreme. $5,000 on the line. I'm telling you, you could be winning big this morning. That password is checkers. Checkers is your password. We'll have you call here within 10 minutes. Beat the Bank Extreme.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, let's go, Kid Nation. Let's win some money with Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 17 to play round one. And I say round one because we play twice a day. So if you don't get in this hour, it's all good. We got you next hour.
Don't sweat it.
Plenty of chances for you to win a lot of money this weekend. I mean, this week. This past weekend, we got a lot of text messages from people having fun at Posty Fest.
Yeah. Anna, you went?
Anna got to go.
Okay.
I feel like everybody got to go.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I did miss you, though. I was thinking a lot about you while I was there.
Jenna, like a lot
of
people.
I didn't go.
Jenna didn't go, but she saw him.
But I saw a post at a hotel.
Even better.
Yeah, and LeBron James. It was a double whammy back-to-back.
Yeah.
The Lakers were staying there. Post was staying there. And then he was hanging out in the bar. Yeah.
I was getting a lot of Instagram messages saying, hey, come on down to this hotel.
Uh-huh.
Post Malone's literally outside just chatting with people. And then Jenna comes in and she goes, yeah, he was basically drinking at that bar every day since Wednesday.
Yeah.
Really? You could have just shown up and had a drink with him. And he was apparently really welcoming and cool to everybody. And
of course.
Yeah, I had a meeting at this hotel, so I just sat in the lobby, and then I saw LeBron James. I guess they were coming back from practice or a team meeting because they were playing. And then, a couple hours later, I saw Posty.
Could have seen Post Malone.
Well,
the show was good, though, Anna. He was awesome.
He was so, so cool. Yeah. He played a lot of his new stuff, which I was really excited for.
Yeah.
And then all of his old
Hollywood's
classics.
Bleeding?
Yeah. Like a lot of Hollywood's Bleeding, his old classics, White Iverson, like everything. It was really, really cool. He did this whole speech about how he was so thankful for everyone. And I mean, he's from here, so it just felt very like, we got your back, Post. It
Homecoming.
Was awesome.
That's
it was
good.
Really, really cool.
Hey, you got to play music at the stadium where his favorite football team plays on Sundays, usually, which was really cool. I didn't get to go because I was out in San Diego, like I talked about earlier, and we went to my wife's grandma's service, Kimmo, who passed away at the end, I believe it was at the end of like July, early August.
But yeah, it's been a while, right?
But she knew it was coming, so she got to plan her celebration. And Kimmo was really into Mexican culture. Just I guess that's where my wife gets it from.
Okay.
So she wanted to have her service on Day of the Dead, which was on Saturday. That's why we were out there on Day of the Dead. And I had one of those when you're sitting there and I know her whole family because I've known Kimmo since I was 19 years old. This woman took me in right before I moved out here, I was actually living in her house because I didn't have a place to live. But I got to see all these people that she went to church with and that she grew up with who I had not met before. And the common theme of everyone's speech was Kimmo didn't judge people. Kimmo did it. This guy wanted help from the church. The pastor was talking about this guy wanted help from the church, and he said, "Man, something about his story just doesn't add up.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't seem right." And he said that Kimmo looked at him and said, "Well, why don't we help him? Who are we to judge what's true and what's not true with him? Why don't we help him and we let God decide?" So that was a common theme.
Yeah.
So when we got done with the service, we're sitting there and we're having food. You know, with everyone at the church. And I see this homeless gentleman walk in.
Okay.
And he walks past everyone. And he's clearly homeless. He's wearing a beanie and stained shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
So he's not dressed for the service.
Right.
And he walks in and then he gets in line to get food. And I become protective over these things because this is supposed to be our party and our celebration. And so I'm standing there and I look over and I tell Kinsey, and I said, Kinsey, there's a, should we tell him to please leave?
Yeah.
And I sat there and I was like, you know what? No. Because if Kimbo were here,
she
would have said, let him eat yeah. and go on his way. Yeah. So we let him. He got his food. He sat down at a table and he ate nice. and he took off.
He didn't speak to anybody.
He didn't speak to anyone, but it was one of those where
interesting to see if he had a story.
Yeah, I guess it would have been cool, but I didn't want to make him feel awkward either. Like, how do you know you could have gone up and how do you know Kimbo? But then we had a scary situation too, and it just shows you how fragile we get as we get older. There was this lady that was walking past us, and there was a step, and she was probably from me to you, Kelly, about 4 feet.
Yeah,
and she didn't see the step, and all I see, and she had a walker, and I just see her start falling.
Oh.
And this is the most, you can't help them. You know it's happening, and you know, it's like a kid, a little baby when they fall. They don't know how to fall. And I'm watching this happen, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
And she falls, and I see her head hit the ground.
Oh.
And she is a frail-looking woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody obviously gasps and stands there, and I start running over there, as well as another lady that was sitting at a table near her, and we run over her, and I automatically see blood on the ground.
Oh, boy.
And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I hope she is okay, because she's not really moving.
Yeah.
And there was bricks about inches from her.
Yeah.
And I thought she hit the brick, because it was up. And so I get down, and she kind of moves her head and starts trying to stand up, and I'm like, okay, good.
She's alive.
She's awake. And she looks confused. So I just grab the back of her head and I notice that my hand's now covered in blood.
Aww.
And she's trying to get up. And I say, ma'am, you can't get up because you fell down. And she goes, I fell down? I said, yes, you fell down and you're bleeding a little bit, but it's going to be okay. So we start calling 911 and she continuously tries to get up. And 911's asking us, how old is this lady? She doesn't remember.
Aww.
All she remembered was that her name was Barbara and that she wanted to go home. Mm. And she kept trying to get up. And she sat there and I said, did you know Kimbo? She goes, yes, Kimberly was a dear friend of mine. So they had that connection. I was like, do you know who you're with? She goes, no, I don't know who I'm with. What happened? And she kept asking me what happened over and over again. Finally, the ambulance shows up.
Yeah.
Clean her up.
Head injuries are...
thank goodness it wasn't as bad as it was because we thought...
scratch bleeds so bad.
Yeah, we thought it was a gash, like she was going to need stitches. When you're older...
Your skin breaks
easier. Yeah, so I think she just scraped her skin and your head is very, the blood flow is crazy up in the head.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So she was bleeding and she got up and it was just a scrape and that's... But it was a lot of blood. It was kind of scary looking. And they sat her up and they took her away. And it's one of those where you kind of get up from one of those situations and you don't know what happens to this person.
Yeah.
Because I tried to call other people and they didn't really know her because she was just a friend of Kimbo's. But I hope she's okay.
I'm sure.
But yeah, we had that. We were out there and we celebrated life and we just had that little scary moment. It was all good. And we got home late last night.
And now Kinsey's begging you to move back to California again.
No, not this time. It was the closing because Kimbo's house was where we went for Thanksgiving, and we had apple pie making day, and any big holiday was that house.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she's gone, That connection's gone. That was the last.
The house stay in the family, or did someone else sold it?
It's probably going to be sold because.
Man, I went by my grandmother's house and. Just like yours.
It was a
JC.
Chapter, man. It's like we closed the chapter and Kinsey was crying and she's like, I'm never going to get to go back to that house ever again.
Yeah.
It's gone.
All those memories. You know, I guess you've had this happen too, Kelly, from maybe something in South Carolina. We went by my grandmother's house and we had every holiday it was at my grandmother's house. Relatives in there you knew, relatives in there I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
But it was just like, that was the thing. That was the house. And we sold it a while back and then we went past it the other day and it looked so bad. It just it hurts. They don't take care of it.
Yeah.
Hurts your heart, man. Mm.
That's one of the, my wife had a rough weekend just because it was the end of a big end of an era for her. That was the house she knew. That was her favorite person.
Yep.
But thank you to all the people that sent her kind messages because they did see the post that she was putting on Instagram and all that stuff. Glad to be back home though.
That's good.
And glad to try to give away some money. Let's see if we can give that money away right now.
Extreme. In case you're counting, don't get depressed for Christmas shopping. 51 days left.
Ooh.
Beat the bag.
Extreme.
Beat the bag.
Extremely close to Christmas. What are you making sound?
51 shopping days left.
It's a late Thanksgiving, too, and a lot of people wait till after Thanksgiving to get started.
And that kind of throws it off a little bit.
What are we, 3 weeks from Kids Kids?
Two and a half weeks
from Kids Kids.
Yep.
And we go to Orlando on our yearly trip. Wow. Time flies, doesn't it? Brittany, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the show. What you got going on this morning?
Just getting ready to go inside work.
Okay. What do you do for work?
I'm a medical assistant at a surgeon's office.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Any big surgeries today?
No, not today. We're just doing procedures in the office.
Okay. Nice little light Monday for you, right?
Day surgeries.
Yes. Just ease back into the week.
All right.
Perfect. Well, we would like to ease you back into the week with a bunch of money, so let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Checkers.
Password accepted.
Congratulations.
Okay.
You have gained entry into our Hall of Vaults. Now, some of them have been taken up by others, but there are some remaining. Which one would you like?
I want to try 4.
Vault number 4. All right. Brittany, that was all yours. You get vault number 4. Here's Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play the game.
Yep, you're going to be with the banker at the vault, and he's going to start calling out dollar amounts that go up in value. Your only job is to yell stop before the vault door closes. Now, the vault numbers could go as high as $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. If you hear the word $1,000 after any dollar amount, that is as high as it's going to go. So yell stop no matter what, because if the door closes, you lose everything. And we don't want that to happen on a Monday.
No, we don't.
No.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
All right, Brittany. Well, let's see how much money you could pull out of vault number 4. Let's play
Beat the Bank Dream.
$100, $170, $220, $290, $330, $360, $450, $520,
$690.
Thinking Monday. Tricky, tricky banker.
Mercury in retrograde.
It's still in retrograde, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
I said I was going to go to 700 and say stop.
Oh, man, Brittany.
Sorry, Britt.
Well,
there you go.
That's okay. Thank you all.
Thank you, honey.
You have a good day at work today and the rest of the week. Sorry that vault door closed on you. Went for it.
That's what it do.
Yeah, it was money you didn't wake up with, so it's okay to go for it sometimes.
Yep.
All right, Kid Nation. Well, we got another chance for you to play here in about 35 minutes, another password, and then we'll have you call in shortly thereafter. Close down Brittany. Sometimes you got to go for it if you want to get all that money.
Going for it, yep.
All right, and coming up next, so Big Al Mac is thinking about dating people for the holiday season, but will it require a contract?
Well,
it's an idea.
It's an idea.
Okay. We'll find out what it is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we just had the vault door closed, Kid Nation. It happens, though. It closed on Brittany. She was going for at least 700, and it closed at like 690. Mm-hmm. Got another password headed your way in about 25 minutes. Showbiz Top 5 in 20 minutes. And we're almost, it's almost holiday party time at the offices.
It is.
Yeah, and some companies have unleashed stricter policies targeting office romances. They're actually canceling holiday parties to discourage anyone from getting a little too close. They brought in some anti-flirting coaches at some companies.
Oh, my God.
And they even required...
Anti-flirting coach.
Yeah, and they even required already coupled coworkers to sign love contracts so that it was clear on paper that those relationships were consensual. What are you pointing at, Kelly?
New part-time job for you.
Oh.
Go show them how you flirt, which is actually...
The wrong way to flirt.
Complete wrong way.
Yeah. I mean,
it would kill every chance of an office romance. Look at how many he's had in our four walls.
Yeah. I mean...
With all the flirting he's done.
You're so right, Kelly. The CEO of McDonald's was just let go I think he was making like $15 million
a
year.
$16 million a year.
I haven't opened the article. Who was he messing around with? It was an employee, but was it like somebody working the drive-through, or was it somebody in the office?
It was probably at the office. And it was a consensual relationship where both parties were on board and really cool with dating each other.
It was consensual, but not allowed.
But the board came together and they said, that is definitely
written
here. There
has to be more to it than that.
You're not allowed to date.
There has to be more to it than that.
There are some companies that will offer employees an agreement to sign that say, okay, we're in a consensual relationship. They're just trying to, the company is trying to cover their butt.
Right. That's what they could have done here. But
this is a preemptive strike. Should there ever be a lawsuit? Or is McDonald's in trouble? They're looking for a scapegoat? Or is there more to the story?
I think it was just a flat-out rule that was broken by the highest of the high.
Yeah. You know,
there has to be more to it than that, because they're going to lose so much money and to fire him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got fired personally by Mayor McCheese.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
speaking of contracts, Big Al, you're starting your holiday bumbling.
This time of year, guys, there's on social media or dating apps, there's two types of people. Types of people that are genuinely looking for a relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I think there are also people that just don't want to go through the holidays alone.
They call it cuffing season, right?
Go to their Christmas parties alone. Go see the relatives alone and have to field all of those questions. So my idea is, what if two people just made an agreement that for the next 60 days or so, 60, 75 days, they have a
monogamous relationship?
Whether that's involved or not, they're there to go to each other's Christmas party.
That was a movie premise.
They're there to do all these things that I just said, and or maybe even exchange a gift or two, you know, so that they have someone, a special person.
Okay.
It's a movie premise, and at the end, they always fall in love and get married. It's a Hallmark movie, Christmas movie, waiting to happen.
Right. So Big Al's trying to star in his own Christmas movie.
Yeah, unbeknownst to him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess so, because I haven't seen that.
And you need to watch the Hallmark channel.
I need to watch more of that. So maybe at the end of the allotted period, 75 days.
The contract,
The contract. If you're getting along, then you can renew the contract. You know, meaning, you go on and have you explore a relationship.
Or get engaged.
Or get engaged.
Like Lacey Chabert.
Like Lacey.
In that one movie or something?
Yes, I guess she's a Hallmark movie. Or if you're not feeling it, you know, it's like, hey, we had a good time. I mean, companies hire holiday help.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you be able to have a holiday
Hottie.
The Holiday Hottie.
I love the name right there.
Holiday Hottie.
Holiday Hottie.
Now, what does the contract entail? Right. What do they have to do?
Hand-holding?
This sounds dangerous.
No. I would say nothing like that, JC. I'm just saying someone to kind of ease the pressure. Like, okay, I know who I'm taking to the Christmas party. I know who, you know, I know who I'm going to take home to mom or whatever for a few days.
Oh, you take them home to mama.
If need be, so if you're going to have a holiday dinner,
okay.
You don't want to show up by yourself.
Wow. And then there's a snowstorm and
baby,
the plan was to go stay at a hotel in separate rooms, but now that can't happen, so you have to stay at grandma's.
Yeah.
Because you're in a committed relationship, grandma has you both staying in the guest room because she's like, I know how it is with modern times.
Yeah.
And then
you drink a bottle of wine.
And there's a misunderstanding.
Yep.
Uh huh.
Because the ex-boyfriend shows up.
Oh,
and
randomly shows up.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So there's contractual intimacy.
Again, I'm not really trying to go there.
You're not trying to hook up.
I'm just trying to make.
Want to save face at public parties?
Well, yes.
Al's lonely.
Basically, saving face. Like the girl that I took to the party last year. If I'm not mistaken, she's in a relationship now.
Oh, she's in one now? Yeah, she was nice.
But there was no contract with that girl.
There was no contract.
Okay.
What about the girl that you took to Trey's post-wedding shower?
The girl that I took to Trey's wedding shower, unless if our party is on a night where there's NASCAR involved, she will not be able to make
it. I really liked her.
I like her, too. I've known her for a long time.
I know you haven't. I really liked
her.
She was super cool.
But again, I don't know that she is feeling the vibe with me.
Romantic vibes.
Yeah. So what are you asking for? Are you asking people to audition?
I'm just throwing this out as an idea.
Let me ask you this.
Not necessarily just for me, but for anybody.
How quickly will you bring up the contract when a girl swipes right on you on Bumble? Are you going to be up front real quick with it?
You should be up front with it.
Real fast.
And let them know, hey, look, let's just kind of hang out for about 2 or 3 months and go to each other's Christmas party and do all those things.
I like that you're being up front.
And if something happens in 3 months, then fine. If not, we go our separate ways.
So you're doing this.
Huh?
You're asking for...
With this Bumble date.
Asking for your opinion right now.
No, I'm asking, are you going to do this?
Sure.
My next question now is, if I sign this contract, I'm the girl. No. I sign this contract, I'm going to be with you for the holidays until New Year's, right? Uh-huh. The New Year's kiss is the last hurrah.
Yeah, the New Year's kiss is the last one, yeah.
Am I allowed to still be on Bumble looking for actual love? Because with you, it's just a contractual obligation.
I think you need to have an agreement that says for this 75 days, I'm not going to be doing any
75 days,
whatever the number is, till the end of the year. That we're going to just do this.
No, that's too much.
That's too much.
So you're saying you want them to be monogamous?
What does she get? Is there money?
The same thing I get. I mean, a date to her Christmas party. If she wants to take me to the mama's house, then I do that.
What happens if the contract's broken?
Well, every contract has an escape clause. So
sometimes there's scheduling conflict.
Yeah, right.
So what if she just no-shows you to the holiday party?
What if she finds somebody else and falls in love at the holiday party?
There's the escape clause right there that's needed. So then you need to have financial benefit.
Oh, so you want
to like you gotta pay a fee to get out?
I'm just making this worse as he goes.
I just made that part up. But an escape clause, if you do find the woman or man of your dreams while you're under contract, then you need to be able to get out.
Okay.
You need to be able to escape.
So if you're going to be swiping on out, just expect the contract to show up. His lawyer, Kurt, will contact you.
Yeah, you got to have a non-compete.
Yeah.
You got to have a non-compete in this.
And by the way, in the next 75 days, you're probably going to get super sexy, Big Al Mac, because my man's is maybe running a half marathon.
What?
Oh, Kelly. Yeah. Running a dang marathon.
Why?
Half.
Why?
13 miles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When?
December.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, Al.
You gonna do it?
He's gonna hurt himself. I thought you'd been hurt.
I'm gonna do it.
Are you gonna train?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to run a little bit before running.
Our producer Robert didn't.
But Robert's a freak.
He ran once or twice, I thought.
He's a freak.
But I think in my extensive training, there's 6 weeks. So I can train running two.
You can do the couch to 5K in 6 weeks.
But 13 miles.
I don't know if they do a couch to half marathon in 6 weeks.
6, 8, 10. So if I do 2-mile runs this week, 4-mile runs next week, and so on, up to 10 miles, 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah, if you can run 10, you can run 13.
Right.
So a friend asked you to do this, and you said yes.
Yeah, and I won't be able to run with her because she's too fast.
Okay.
But I'll be there with my bill.
What's she doing?
I think she's doing a half as well.
No, but I mean, like, what's she doing with her holiday time? You're running a half marathon with a chick and she can't be your contractual partner?
Well, again, she's way too fast for me.
I'm talking about the dating life.
Yes.
The parties and stuff. Because you guys are going to be training and stuff.
I don't know. We haven't really discussed.
Also too fast for him.
But, right? We haven't discussed that.
There is a 6-week half marathon training schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let me show you how it should have gone now. Ask me if I want to do a half marathon.
Yeah.
Hey, JC, I just ran a half marathon. You want to run one with me in December?
No.
No. No way.
Thank you for asking.
So you should already be a runner at that point.
Yeah.
They said ideal for beginners is a 20-week half marathon training schedule.
Al, you got this. You benched 225 three times.
Yeah, and won the hot chest contest down at Bonham Exchange.
Exactly. So if anybody can run a half marathon, it's you.
Just saying.
Can you run to the deli for us?
I'll run to the deli for you.
I appreciate you,
you're
going
to drop. Oh,
Kelly, believe in my man's over here.
I need a little confidence here.
Athletes should be regularly running a minimum of 20 miles per week with a recent long run of 90 minutes or 8 to 10 miles at the start.
Kelly, Al's been running.
Week training program.
Al's been running from his feelings for the last 2 years. Okay? You got this.
Kelly, I'm a little confident. Do you love me?
I believe in you, Al.
Thank you. You love me?
I love you.
Sometimes love is telling you no. You know, always supporting every stupid idea is not love.
This is not every stupid idea. This is just one stupid idea.
This is health.
Yeah. We can do this.
I honestly,
I need y'all to run with me.
And I just jump on board with your with you sometimes. But I think he could do it.
Figuratively, run with me.
Yeah,
support me.
Will his knees hurt after? Of course.
Sure they will. Will I need about a week off?
Of course. Will he get the week off? No.
No.
No, 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 no. He'll be here.
Yeah. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Meet the Bang.
The Bang.
Extreme.
Meet the Bang.
Extreme.
Dashboard. Clock. Don't forget. Microwave. Getting dark early. Bye-bye. Daylight save.
You adjusted your clock.
You know, most people really enjoy that extra hour we picked up on Sunday when daylight savings time ended, but some of us don't like it when we fall back. Research shows that short sleepers, those who sleep less than 7.5 hours a night, probably all of us in studio, experience the most sleep disruption when daylight savings time ends. Early morning risers have more difficulty adjusting to the change. It takes longer to fall asleep, and you're more likely to wake up in the middle of the night, which I did both.
I didn't have trouble. I don't have trouble falling asleep. The waking up part, yeah.
But man, when you look out the window and it's dark, you're like, man, it must be late. Like 5.
Yeah. That's the one thing I don't like.
5:30. Yeah, it'll adjust. It'll kind of get a little bit better.
A
month or so, but
let's just keep it. Let's just keep it the same forever.
No.
You know, let's just stay there. No, because now we got to jump forward, Jenna. Now we're going to lose
spring
one.
Spring forward. Yeah, then it stays light later, though.
True.
I like
and
it
then
now.
Let's not change
it. Have the
it.
Christmas tree up. The fire on,
yeah.
Even though it was warm out yesterday.
Feeling holiday, cuddling with the boyfriend.
Yeah, it feels cozy.
Good, babe.
Good, babe.
What's up, Ed?
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great, buddy. Ed. What you got going on this morning?
Oh, I'm sitting at work pretending I enjoy it.
Oh, man. What do you not enjoy doing?
Well, being here. It's my retirement job, so I'd rather be at home retired.
Feel you, buddy. All right.
One day.
It'll happen. Maybe we can help you out here with about $5,000 if you find it in your vault. So let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Monopoly.
Password.
Good job, Ed.
Hey, go, Ed.
Good job, buddy.
That was the correct password. Now, Ed, all you are left to do is just pick that vault that you want. Which one do you want?
Well, can I ask Big Al how he feels first?
Sure.
Whoa.
I appreciate that, Ed. And the banker has been very, very tricky as of late, the last
very
few
stingy.
Days. So I'm gonna go the opposite and say I think you got a pretty good shot here.
Okay. I'm gonna use that, and I pick vault number 19.
All right. Vault number 19.
My birthday, Ed.
Does that change any of your feelings there?
That's good with it being Big Al's birthday. That's also my anniversary in December.
Wow.
Your birthday and my anniversary. I mean, your anniversary and my birthday the same day.
And today's Al's anniversary from his divorce and marriage.
Yes. Yeah.
Fun fact right there, Ed.
Full circle.
Well, we can't go wrong then.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
Well.
Or can you?
Only one way to find out. Let's find out how much money Ed wins when we play Beat the Bank.
Extreme. 100. 220. 250. 380. 490. 600. 620. 650. 690. 700. 740. 830. 1,000.
Stop!
Yeah!
$1,000.
I was so stressed for you.
Ed!
Oh, Ed.
Great job.
Makes my Monday.
It makes our Monday, buddy.
One step closer to that retirement.
I like that stop you had, too, man.
Stop!
One of the best stops we've had. Ed, congratulations. You just won
$1,000. Thank you. Thank you, Big Al.
You're welcome, Ed. You're welcome.
Now, were you planning on going all the way from the get-go, or you're just showing it? You were.
Against my wife's wishes, yes.
My man. That's what happens when you retire. You just go for it.
Against my wife's wishes. What does she want to stop at?
She wanted something. She thought 700 was a good place, but I mean, I didn't have it anyway, so what the heck?
Right?
There you go.
Well, it's all yours, man. $1,000 for you, Ed. We don't need to see how far it would have gone because that's as far as it goes right there, sir. You hold on. We'll get you all set up with your money, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, man. There goes Ed.
Woo!
Right. Finally found
there
that
box. Ed.
Ed, man.
He's a thousandaire.
Yeah, he really is. Were you hearing some screaming, Kelly? Is that what's
happening? Yeah, was that your phone, Anna?
Yeah, I took an Instagram video of you guys celebrating, and then I put my phone down, so it just kept replaying.
Yeah, I was like, what's
my bad.
I didn't know what that was either.
Yeah, after, sorry.
Yeah, you can
We're
always,
just so excited.
You get a lot of behind the scenes of what's going on in the studio while the show's going on, because Anna takes some great videos for the Instagram at Kid Nation if you want to follow along. So we got another chance. Hey, we didn't find a $5,000 vault, but $1,000 is just as good, especially for Ed. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 7:10 and 8:10 Central is when we play Beat the Bank Extreme. Man, nervous to steal that, man.
Good job, Ed.
And really friendly, right?
Very.
I like that guy. All right, coming up next, it's time to get into your love situations here, Kid Nation. Oh. You can go to KidNation.com and write our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, and let her know what's going on in your life. It could be relationships with your friends. It could be an actual romantic relationship with your husband or boyfriend or girlfriend. You let us know what's going on, and then our love expert solves it for you. Love Letters to Kelly is coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we had a $1,000 winner. Ed won $1,000 with Beat the Bank Extreme, Kid Nation.
Yup.
We feel good this morning. Before we launch into Love Letters to Kelly, I want to touch on SNL real quick because they did a skit that hit close to home because some dude at the airport saw me with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Said, is that your daughter? I said, yes. And he looked at Chloe and goes, do you have a boyfriend? I said, no, she's six. And I answered for her. So, Kristen Stewart was the host this past weekend and did a skit for people who don't know how to talk to kids.
Levi, these are mommy's coworkers. Can you say hi?
What's up, buddy? You looking fresh?
Hey, you look nice.
All right, give me a high five, buddy.
Oh!
Too strong.
I bet you play football, right?
Yeah, and you go to school. That sucks. Do you wear your clothes to school? You have no idea how to talk to children. Does it make you feel like a bad person that you can't?
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late to learn with new Duolingo for talking to children. The first foreign language app for grown people who need to learn how to talk to kids because their friends are starting to have them. Practice just 5 minutes a day and you'll be a brat whisperer in no time.
Very cool, bud. Very cool, bud.
Chicken fingers. Chicken fingers. I like your backpack. The one thing you know about talking to kids is you're not allowed to call girls pretty, but then it's like, what do you say?
You look not pretty. I mean, you're smart. I mean, you're an engineer one day.
Are you okay?
I got this. Just 1 second, sorry. Cool backpack.
They should actually invent that for Duolingo. How to talk to children.
Yeah.
I will watch the rest of the episode. I'm not sure how Kristen Stewart did, but based on that, she seems like she did okay.
She seemed likable. Does she seem happy finally? Is she in a better place?
It was Kristen Stewart musical guest Coldplay, so it felt like 2009 all over again.
There you go.
They should have had Ariana Grande. She's the one dropping the Charlie's Angels soundtrack, which Kristen Stewart is promoting.
Yeah, they should have, but they didn't, Kelly.
There you go. Look at me. I should be producing.
Yeah, you should.
And
you
then know, I, too, could date Ben Affleck.
But you can't multitask because you have to do Love Letters to
That's right. Our little TV producer can also help your relationship issues in.
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I broke up with my ex about 6 months ago. He was really immature, and so were his dumb friends. Despite them being 30, they all acted like dumb teenagers who just wanted to sleep all day and party all night. I cited that as my reason for breaking up with him, but in reality, we just weren't that compatible, and I had known it for quite some time before I finally broke things off. I've been really happy these last few months. I feel like I've gotten my groove back. I've been on a few dates with other guys. Nothing serious, but I'm fine with that. The thing is, my ex just keeps coming back around like a bad cold. Every month, I'm either running into him or his parents when I'm out and about, and shortly after, the pleas to take him back start rolling back in. He swears he's changed and tells me things are going to be different if I just give him one more chance. That's great, and I'm happy he's making positive changes, but I don't have feelings for him anymore. And since I never told him the true reason why I was breaking up with him, it's hard for me to come out and just tell him that it wasn't really about his immature, dumb friends, which is why he keeps saying he changed, but it was that I don't like him. It's hard to tell someone who wants things to work so badly and who thinks you hung the moon that you just don't feel the same way back. How can I break it to him gently?
Well, it's not really about, you know, you say it politely. You just say, I just don't have feelings for you anymore. Yeah. And I'm sorry that you keep wasting your time, but I'm telling you right now, you're wasting your time. And I'm not going to change my mind. So if you want to continue to call me, I'm not going to answer your calls. I'm not going to answer your texts. If you want to say that, or you could just literally stop responding to him altogether.
You have to ghost them.
Eventually, they stop. It might take a year. It might take 2 years. I had a guy, man, every time I turned around, and he would hit me up sometimes with some really deep stuff, like deep emotional, like any person with a heart would have responded with, I'm really sorry that's happening to you. But I didn't. I cut off communication. I had to. I don't care what he hit me with. And eventually it stopped. But if you want to be that person that has a really polite, nice conversation, that's fine too. But
you don't have to.
He's going to feel like that. To. He thinks the door's going to be opened if you respond. You're
under no obligation to do that.
No, you're not. Yeah. Just because, that's what I've tried to tell, you know, somebody. Right. Just because you're calling me on my phone, whether I like you or speaking to you, dating you or not, I am not under any obligation at that moment to pick up the phone. If I'm busy, if I'm on the other side of the house, I don't have to run and trip over the dog to get to that phone just in case. I'll talk to you when it's convenient.
Yeah, you get a chance.
And a good time for me. Same thing with talking to exes. You don't owe them. It's not you're rude. You're done. They're not. And eventually they'll be done.
Yeah, they'll move on.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Nicole writes and says, I'm writing you about my bachelor brother. He called off his marriage approximately 2 years ago and has been a serial dater ever since. I'm all about him meeting new girls and figuring out what he wants in a partner, but he hasn't been single since high school when he and his ex-fiance started dating. Kelly, when I say he's a serial dater, I mean in the last 20 months, he's brought home to mama at least 15 girls. In my personal opinion, he should be single and learn how to live and love himself before he can live and love another human. What advice should I give my habitual Bumble-using brother?
None.
Let that man do his thing.
He didn't ask you for your advice.
Right. 15 girls in 20 months.
Well, when he asks you for your advice, you can give him your advice.
Maybe tell him to stop bringing the girls to mom's house.
Why? Is mama said something? Is it bothering mama?
Mama might get excited.
Mama might be happy mama that he avoided a bullet by marrying somebody he shouldn't marry, and he's getting it all out of his system and seeing what really is out there and available.
Yeah.
Until somebody asks you for advice, people don't like being told that what they're doing is displeasing to you. Mm. Or what you're wearing isn't pleasing to them. They don't want to hear that. I just want to, until he asks you for your advice about his dating situation and tells you how miserable, doesn't sound miserable to me.
He's having a good time.
He sounds like he's having a ball.
Yeah.
And when he's ready to settle down, he will. And when he asks you for advice, then you can give it.
I want you to remember that next time I tell you about a date that I have. And you tell
this
me.
Is different.
Oh,
this is radio.
Wow.
I could sit here and never comment on anything you do, and that would be boring.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd bring that up. Okay.
Well, in real life, do you think I'm walking around telling all... I mean, let's just be honest and pull back the curtain here a little bit. Do you think I'm walking up to people and just randomly giving them advice and telling them what I think? No.
No, just me.
Well, because we're on the radio together. If you want me to stop commenting on every single thing you do, I will.
You want a rant, Barry, right now on you?
No, not really.
No, if Al wants to be left alone, you got it.
I was just making a comment.
It's going to be like the Christmas story. With the ghost of Christmas past. This is the ghost of Kelly sitting next to you who has nothing to say, no opinions about you whatsoever.
Hmm. All right.
Is that what you want?
Well, let's try it out
and see. Is that what you want?
Let's try it out and see.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
So, Jesse, I went out with this girl the other day.
Yeah.
This is the thing. No, I'm just kidding. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I have been married for 12 years to a great guy. After all this time, we are still in love. My problem is, I don't know how to get him to stop constantly groping me.
The groper.
When I say constant, I mean it. I avoid walking down the hallway when he's at the other end because I know it'll turn into a grope fest. This has led me to avoiding even innocent contact with him. If I sit by him on the couch to snuggle, I know it's going to turn into a grab session. So I sit on the other side. I've tried talking to him about how this makes me feel and how important other loving touches and embraces are to me. He immediately gets defensive and hurt, saying I should be glad that he is still so attracted to me. Mm. Please help me find a way to approach this. I would love to finally be able to move past it. Lindsay.
Well, you've already approached him. What else could I offer you? You've told him, I hope in a loving way, that it bothers you and it's causing a wall to come up between you. And he's still not responding. So I honestly, this is my problem, is when you tell somebody, you communicate to them what you're feeling and they don't change, they're not hearing you and they're refusing to change their behavior. What are your options at that point? I don't know. I mean, that's one of those situations that I don't know how to help you.
Do you think this is one of those occasions where he did that before they got married and she loved it? Like, he can't keep his hands off of me.
I don't know. I mean, at first there is a level of passion and the, you know, the hormones are raging. But that constant gropey thing, you do develop a bit of resentment.
Yeah.
I get that. I mean, enough's enough sometimes. You just want to be just, can we just talk? Do you have to have your hand on my breast right now?
Say
I mean,
that.
Come on.
No, seriously, yeah.
You know, it's right. Just it's enough. It's kind of, after a while, it just becomes gross. And if you've expressed that to him, I mean, some people are like, I wish my man would touch me. I get that, but there's a happy medium here.
A little butt pinch here and there is cool, but
yeah. When if my husband patted me on the butt when I walked by, I would think that's great. Because you know why? He's not doing it every single time I walk by. You know, after a while, it's like, oh, God, here we go again. You know, if he's constantly groping you.
The fact that she's calling it a grope fest, Kelly.
Yeah, if he could hear her, but he has heard her. And he gets, so what do you do? What do you do?
Do you, I don't know.
I mean, do you divorce him? I mean, come on, because what is the, you know, she's removing herself from the situation and sitting on the opposite end of the couch. I mean, that's what she's doing. I don't know how to answer this one, honestly.
It's like harassment in the marriage at home.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm so sorry because, like I said, if you've already expressed to him in a loving way and he hasn't changed, then this is what you're stuck with. I'm so sorry.
I would say do it back to him, but then he might like that. Yeah. He might be all about it. Man. Yeah, that's a tough one.
I think 99% of all problems can be solved with communication, but you tried it.
Yeah, and it didn't work. Yeah, maybe a little
bit. If anybody's been in the situation and you've solved this problem, I would love to hear, because I don't know how to help this poor woman, and I do feel sorry for her.
Break his hands.
It's a love language.
Groping is not a love language.
It's too rough.
It's touching. Yeah. Too touching.
There is the touch and the hugging and the holding hands and stuff. But the sexualized groping all the time.
It's like she's going down a dark alley and doesn't want random guys to touch her in her own hallway. That's, you know.
It's not cool. And that's, you're going to just build up resentment toward him.
Yeah. If you want to write a love letter to our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, make sure you go to KidNation.com and do that. We'll be back at it again on Wednesday with Love Letters to Kelly.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.